Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This is Revenue Procedure 2017-33. It is an IRS revenue procedure from the year 2017. Let me explain what it does. Section 1068K5 lets certain farmers and growers claim bonus depreciation on orchards, vineyards, and other plants in the year they plant or graft them. Normally, these plants would not qualify for bonus depreciation because they take years to bear fruit. The election under 168K5 changes that rule for qualifying producers. Revra. Proc. 2017-33 sets the rules for making or revoking that election. To make the election, a taxpayer must attach a statement to their tax return for the year they plant or graft the specified plants. The election applies to all plants in that same asset class for that year. There is no option to pick some plants and not others. It is all or nothing for the class. If a taxpayer wants to revoke the election, they usually need IRS permission, but this procedure gives a 6-month automatic extension. If the original return was filed on time, the taxpayer can file an amended return within 6 months of the original due date to revoke the election. No prior approval is needed during that window. This procedure is narrow. It only applies to specified plants under 168K5. It does not cover the broader bonus depreciation rules for buildings, equipment, or other property. Also, the election is only for plants that the taxpayer themselves plant or graft. If you buy an existing orchard, the trees already in the ground do not qualify. The election is for the year you start planting. How does this show up in a study? Most cost segregation studies focus on buildings and their components. This procedure does not directly apply there, but it shows how the IRS structures elections and revocations. The same 6-month automatic extension rule appears in other bonus depreciation guidance. Understanding this pattern helps analysts navigate similar rules in different contexts. For agricultural operations with orchards or vineyards, this election can create a large first-year deduction. A study that includes farm buildings, packing facilities, or equipment would handle the 168K5 election separately from the building components. The procedure is a tool for those specific plant assets, not for the rest of the property. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified, review the legal section of your report.